Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. The High Sabbath. It's such a wonderful day to come together and worship God in spirit and in truth and just to praise Him and glorify Him with brothers and sisters of like mind. Oh, what a wonderful God we serve. What a holy God we serve, brothers and sisters. God has truly brought us through another week to sit at His feet and to worship Him at this Sabbath. So let us give Him the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen. And I will play another song. Amen.
We have more than Father to keep You holy. Honor the day that our Lord comes to see the Lord. And we obey. Let me
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a song. Beautiful song. Keeping the Sabbath holy in all our days. Brothers and sisters, if there's nothing else we can do is keep the Sabbath holy. Trust in the Lord. Give our life to Jesus. Surrender all to him and he will help us. He will do the rest. He will guide us. He will teach us. He will instruct us with the Holy Spirit that he has left for us as a guide, a comfort, and a teacher. Let us praise the Lord. Kind and loving Father, we thank you ever so much for who you are. We praise you. We glorify and magnify your name today, Lord. I am so grateful and thankful that I'm at home. I'm able to use my phone, have connection with the phone, to come together and praise you and gather with my brothers and sisters and worship you in spirit and in truth, oh Father. Truly a high Sabbath. And I'm so joyous and I'm so happy of what you have done all this week, even for today, Lord. As I always said in my heart and from time that I've known, Lord, on preparation day, you always show yourself more to me, Lord. And this Sabbath, you answer the prayers. You welcome us at your feet. You're willing and waiting for your children to come and worship you, Lord. Help us and forgive us of our sins. Help my dear brothers and sisters wherever they are, in China, in Japan, South Korea, in the Netherlands, in Canada, in here in the United States, in the Caribbean, Lord, all part of Asia, Lord, the Philippines, Africa, Uganda, Lord, bless your people wherever they are listening to this broadcast or rebroadcast, Lord. May you answer their prayer. May they come to you faithfully with their needs and their requests and thanking you for being a long-suffering, mighty God, a victorious God, a King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You are so kind to us and we just praise you. We worship you, Lord, on this holy Sabbath day. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Again, welcome, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath to you. And I'll just be reading something and sharing before I open the line. And this is taken from early writings, chapter 1. It's at the beginning of Sabbath observance. The beginning of Sabbath observance. As we trace the story of the beginning of Sabbath keeping amongst the early Adventists, We go to a little church in the township of Washington in the heart of New Hampshire, the state that adjoins Maine on the east and whose western boundary is within 60 miles of the New York state line. Here, the members of an independent Christian church in 1843 heard and accepted the preaching of the Advent message. It was an earnest group. In their midst came a Seventh-day Baptist, Rachel Oaks, who distributed tracts setting forth the binding claim of the commandment. In 1844 saw and accepted this Bible truth. One of their number, William Farnsworth, in a Sunday morning service stood on his feet and declared that he intended to keep God's Sabbath of the fourth commandment. A dozen others joined him, taking their stand firmly on all of God's commandment. Praise the Lord. Not only nine, but taking their stands firmly on all of God's commandment. They were the first Seventh-day Adventists. The minister who cared for this church group, Frederick Wheeler, soon accepted the Sabbath day Sabbath and was the first Advent minister to do so. Another of the Advent preacher, M.L. Prebles, P-R-E-B-L-E, Prebles, who lived in the same state, accepted the Sabbath truth, and in February 1845 published an article in the Hope of Israel, one of the Adventist journals, setting forth the binding claim of the fourth commandment. Joseph Bate, a prominent Adventist minister residing in Fairhaven, Massachusetts, read the Prebles article and accepted the seven-day Sabbath. Shortly after, Elder Bate journeyed to Washington, New Hampshire, to study his newfound truth with the Sabbath-keeping Adventists residing there. When he returned to his home, he was fully convicted and convinced of the Sabbath truth. Bates, in time, determined to publish a tract setting forth the Biden claim of the fourth commandment. His 48 Sabbath pamphlet, was published in August 1846. A copy of it came to the hand of James and Ellen White at about the time of their marriage in late August. From the scriptural evidence therein present, they accepted and begin to keep the seven-day Sabbath of this. Ellen White later wrote, in the autumn of 1846, we begin to observe the Bible Sabbath, not man's Sabbath, but the Bible Sabbath, which is God's Sabbath, and it was made for us. Amen? And to teach and defend it. And this is found in Testimonies for the Church, paragraph 75. So praise the Lord. We see how the Sabbath started just with a little group. And God is so good and he's so faithful. He doesn't need a whole lot. He just needs the little few to teach about the Sabbath, to share about his soon returning, to warn people to get ready and to make their calling election sure. Will you be amongst the few group? Will you be amongst the 144,000? Will you be one of those that sigh and cry for the abomination that's happening in the land? May we purpose in our heart to ask God to help us and strengthen us to be a part of that group and to stay a part of the group. Amen? Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. If there's any who would like to share, this is the time. Please press 1 so that I can open your line. Happy Sabbath. It's truly joyous to be here with my brothers and sisters. 518-951. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is open.
Okay. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Carla, for opening
Amen.
My line. I'm Sister Powell calling from upstate New York. Oh, Lord. From Kingston, Jamaica, you know, I just want to give God thanks and glad to hear your voice, Sister Carla. We missed you last night, but we heard that you had some technical difficulties by having, you could not get through with your internet. But we know your presence was there, so we have a wonderful time. So I just want to thank you for opening my line and also for that wonderful reading, you know, of our first Christian. They were so faithful that they were true Sabbath keepers. I'm looking forward for the advent, the second coming of Christ. And also, they continue to study when study the word of God and get the truth when they did not get the chance for the coming of Christ. And, you know, those men was very faithful, and we want to thank God for them. Even they pass and they gone, but the word is still here as a light, and we here have to really follow those examples and, you know, willing to and ready and obedient to share the blue blessed Sabbath day that God have given us in the fourth commandment. So I want to thank you for that reading. And my dear beloved, I am giving God all the praise that due to him. When Sabbath come, you know, it's Friday evening when we are preparing for the Sabbath. It's a blessed moment, also a blessed feeling that we can, you know, get rid of all our activities during the week and just focus our mind, that our mind is fixed upon Jesus Christ for the Sabbath. So I just want to give God thanks. And you know what? And Sabbath is not something that I believe that I should be wanting and asking the Lord for things. Sabbath is something for me that God have convicted my soul. So give him thanks for all the many blessings, you know, that he had restored upon each and every one of us, because we can really share that, you know, we are still in the land of living, and also share the wonderful things that God have given unto us by showing us how much he is faithful, and if we trust him, and the various testimony and praise that each one of us can share, you know, of God's goodness. And I am just here to tell you that, you know, I thank you all for praying for Sister Powell and how the Lord have been blessing and using me to present his word. Oh, there is truth, is light, and how, you know, the people are accepting it. So I just want to give God all the praise for that. And my prayer, my dear beloved, as Sister Carla just said, it was just a few started to study and got the true message that they was able to go out and share the message of the truth and form an organization in 1846, I said, formed this organization. And I'm so thankful for this organization because, you know, it points us to Christ and it leads us to the truth so that we can go and share. I'm asking, my dear beloved, let us continue to pray for each other. And as we stayed with each other, as I was sharing the other day, Sister Carla, that, you know, this little group is not just a group just formed because we want to form. This little group was formed because God allowed us to come together. And as we came together, some from Louisiana, some from Virginia, some from Albany, New York, some from Poughkeepsie, and some from New York itself. And, you know, this little group started you know, and it started with love. It also started by education, by reading both the scripture and the prophecy, and it allows us, Sister Carla, if you do remember, that we could meet each other face to face, work together in the same kitchen, in the same setting, and, you know, the Lord was always there blessing us, and I really thank God for you, my granddaughter, you know, and grandson. I just want to give God thanks. I learned so much in my olden days, and to learn the truth, you know, God's word, that I can be able to be well equipped with the word, and that I can share with others and draw others to you. So, Sister Carla, I just want to tell you many, many thanks and blessings to you. You know, as my granddaughter, I remember sometime coming down off the hill when we have camp meeting, and you guys are on my side if you don't want anything to happen to Grandma. And I just let you know I appreciate everything and continue, my dear granddaughter, to do the work that God wants you. Bless. Continue to pray for Grandma, because you know what? My determination is to follow and to go always. You guys have sent me on a mission, and I am telling you, God have been pouring out his blessing. I have seen his handiwork, what he has been doing to an 18-year-old youth who had made a difference in the community by helping. And Grandma joined with that young man. And I'm telling you, I have been blessed, Sister Carla. And you know what? God have kept me here, so that I will be here to see the work finish. One part of the vineyard, that this little project finished, and then he blesses us again to continue with other projects. So I thank God for you. Continue to pray for me, Sister Carlo, that God will give me the strength to continue. And brothers and sisters, pray for me. I feel your prayer daily, minute and hour. And thank you all for your help, your contribution, your prayer, and your love. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Beautiful. Thank you, Sister Powell. It's always a blessing to hear your voice, to, you know, you're not here, but we can feel your presence and your joy and the work that you're doing. You're zealous for the Lord, and I just thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and that the Lord is doing through you. So may the Lord continue to strengthen you and keep you. Yes, this little group just started over, 9 years now. Now we're continuing, not on our own strength, but by the grace of God. I've even seen that because the rebroadcast, you can go on Blog Talk Radio and listen and repost it, and someone posted on another major site, and I'm like, praise the Lord! It was from April, and I haven't listened to that one from April. But these are recorded on Blog Talk Radio for others to go back and listen to it. So, brothers and sisters, God is so good, and He's saving these for you know, for us to share our prayer requests and our prayer and encouragement with others. Amen. So thank you again, Sister Powell. Praise the Lord. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press 1. I want to give everyone a chance to share, so please be brief. Pray that everyone have their scripture or two lines of a song, if you're singing a song, or just your prayer request. You have it written down and ready to go, so we can all get in and get a chance to share by God's grace. 518 482. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Carla. Welcome back.
Amen. Amen.
Welcome. Yes. Well, I'm very thankful to the Lord for the Sabbath. The Sabbath is here. all week I was preparing for the Sabbath. And it is here. I finished welcoming Sabbath and I was waiting on this line when I was distracted. When I was distracted by a leak in my roof just now, and I just finished fixing it, so you could imagine. But I am not distressed because I know God will take care of it. And he, though it's just the beginning, the winter weather. This is if we had the very first winter weather this week, and we are having the snow outside and the wet snow. So you could imagine what's going on outside here. And I have to deal with that for the entire season that is ahead of us because we just started with the snow. But thank God I am in my home. I am well. I'm warm. No one around me is sick. I thank God for it. And I could praise him. So I would just like to give God praise and thanks for all his blessings over us, our family, and everyone on this line. I want to read a part of Psalms 108. It says, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises unto thee among the nations, for thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above the earth. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will devise Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Moab is my washpot over Edom. I will cast out my shoe. The Philistines, I am triumph. Will thou, O God, who has cast us off, and will thou not, O God, go before with our host? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. True God, we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. So I am very of good spirit this evening, God's holy Sabbath day of rest. I will not try to think about what is going on in my home right now because I know God will take care of it. I just ask my brethren to keep praying for me, that God would show us the way, and I know he will show me the way, though I have to face that for the rest of the winter season. But God is good. God is good. I am warm. I'm not cold. And a lot of people don't even have a house to live in, so I can praise God. I want to sing this Sabbath song. Dear Lord, we come at set of sun. This is one of my favorite songs. Dear Lord, we come at set of sun, and at your feet we kneel. Oh, to worship you, Creator King, this day your sign and seal. Our earthly task we lay aside, according to your word, to enter now your holy rest, the Sabbath of the Lord. Sweet Sabbath rest, your sins are as a golden chain that reaches back to Eden's gate and points us home again. And the last verse is, and when this earth shall be renewed and sin and death destroyed, shall all redeem each Sabbath day, to praise So I am very, very thankful that God has spared my life so I could come this evening to mingle my voice with my other fellow brethren, that we to give God praise and thanks for what he has done for me and what he is still doing for me and what he will do for me in the future. So that is my comfort this evening. I ask you to continue to pray for my family, my brother, and who is still in a dangerous position, that, you know, with his with the whatever he's going through. But I thank God that he's feeling much better. And for my brother in the home too, all of that, please pray for me and my family that God will keep us faithful. Thank you, Sister Carlin, for opening my line, and happy Sabbath to all. Happy
Amen.
Sabbath, Sister Power.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Compsonelli, for joining us. And yes, happy Sabbath. Hallelujah. I'm just so happy. I'm just so happy. And just a little testimony. God has been so good. I've been at a ministry helping in the greenhouse and getting the soil ready and just getting the seedling ready and just thanking God for just, you know, a new atmosphere, a new place, you know, helping and being a blessing and encouragement. But the Wi-Fi is not too good, and I don't have no phone reception unless I go, you know, into another building, and then, you know, it's night and dark and cold, and I'm like, Lord, have mercy. But God is so good. And I came home today. I was home for that Thanksgiving weekend, and when I left, the water stopped, and not knowing what was it, I thought it was the filter need to be changed, and, you know, just been putting it off, or I asked the sister to check, see if the water came on, maybe something miraculous happened. She said, no. I told a neighbor, he came and looked at my pump. He said, oh, the pump is burnt out, or the pump is not good, and you're going to have to get a new pump. I said, Lord, have mercy. And all of that is on my drive back home. It takes me 4 hours to get back home. So that was on, you know, at least 3 hours into my drive. And he said to call the plumber. I called the plumber, and I told him what my neighbor said, what I needed and what happened. And he said, we had another job that we were supposed to do, but we will come and do yours so that you can have water. I say, praise the Lord. I told him I'm about 3 hours away. And, you know, they went to Lowe's. The lady called me, and I gave her my Lowe's card number over the phone so I can pay for the pump and, you know, what they need. And by the time I got home, they were here working on the water system. And within 30 minutes at being home, the problem was fixed, and I was just thanking the Lord. He said he'll never leave us or forsake us. He's our husbandman, and I just want to encourage you, Sister Consonelli, give it to the Lord. He will fix it. Even my brothers and sister, whatever problems or worry that you're going through, pray to God. He said, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be open. So let us continue to be encouraged. Let us continue to be blessed. And just want to share Hebrews chapter 12, starting at verse 1 and 2. It said, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So brothers and sisters, we have to take up our cross. We have to despise the shame that we're going to have to go through. You know, the those that will be attacking us, those that will, you know, call us fanatic, whatever it is that we're going to go through in these last days, or even going through now, our family disowning us, Others don't want to come into the faith and say that whatever they're going to say, mocking and jeering, let us be faithful, because if we're faithful, in the end, we will receive that crown. We will be able to sit down at the throne with Jesus. And MS 61:1907, the commentary reads to this chapter. It says, the ways that are here referred to are the evil habits, the practice we have formed by following our own natural disposition. So those are the weights that we need to set down. We need to ask the Lord to help us. Amen. Continue. Who? I'm sorry. Okay. The habit and practice we have formed by following our own disposition. Who are the witness? They are those spoken of in the previous chapter, those who have breasted the evil and difficulty in their way, and who in the name of the Lord have braced themselves successful against the opposing force of evil. They were sustained and strengthened, and the Lord helped them by his hand. They are other witness all about us, and those who are watching us closely to see how we who profess to believe in the truth conduct ourselves at all times and in all places. So far as possible, we must magnify the truth before the world. MS 61:1907. Praise the Lord. This was profound when I read it. Well, someone read it to me after I shared the scripture. I say, praise the Lord. This is so true. We have to be careful how we carry ourselves, because we are witness of Christ. We are disciples. We are his ambassadors. So we have to walk circumspicuously in this world. And we ought to, because we are in the last days. There's no more time left, brothers and sisters. Jesus is soon to come, and we have to get our houses in order. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller again. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. I'll open the line for 9232. Good evening. Your line is now open. Please text me if your phone is on mute. Your line is open. Okay, I'll go to the next caller, 272-770. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, Sister Collins.
Amen.
Thank you so much for opening my line. Praise the Lord. Sister Tamiko from Pennsylvania. I just want to give the Lord praise and honor and glory, because he's so worthy to be praised. I bless his great and holy name, and I magnify his great and holy name. And I do have a scripture that I would like to read with all my precious brothers and sisters. Taken from Psalms 100, verse 1 through 5. Praise God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and his sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Praise God. Amen. I do have a small song I would like to sing. I'll just sing verse 1 and 2, because I know that there's other people on the line.
Praise thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fill not, as thou hast been
the Lord. My precious sister, Sister Carla, I'd just like to lift up all my precious, beloved brothers and sisters on the prayer this evening. I'm lifting up you, Sister Carla, and your children. May the Lord continue to bless, guide, and keep you all safe. And I'm lifting up also Sister Powell and her family and Alex Nation. I'm lifting up the Williams family. Also praying for Sister Continelli and her family. I'm praying for Brother Eli and his mom, Rose. I'm praying for Sister Stephanie and her children, KJ and Kaja. Also lifting up Sister Leola and her family, and Sister Brenda and her husband, Brother John, and their family as well. And praying for Brother Bernard and each and every one of us on the prayer line, and lifting up Brother Ricardo and his family as well. So thank you so much, and my family as well. I'm praying for my family and my children. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Carla. God bless you all, and have a blessed and happy Sabbath. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Timeco. Amen. Great is thy faithfulness. May the Lord continue to bless you also, my sister. May we continue to pray for each other and lift each other up. There's a battle going on. The devil is wrath and come down. You know, he knows that he has a short time. And I've heard it before, and I was watching a documentary. So he's trying to deceive and kill as many as he can, and those that they will go into Christless grave. And, you know, the devil gained his strength off, you know, I'm sorry to say, off the blood and off destroying human. And he's using fallen angels and those that are sold their soul, giving their life or allegiance to the devil. But we have to pray that none of our family grow, become a prey for this enemy. And we just have to pray for each other, pray for the young people that they will come to know God as their Savior, and they will accept him, and pray for those that are seeking him, because there's many that are not seeking him. Those in the world, the movie stars, the singers, we cannot, and we have to tell the children, don't look unto them, because their allegiance is to the enemy of the soul. So may the Lord help us, brothers and sisters. And I'll go to the next caller again. Happy Sabbath, my brothers and sisters. Just want to welcome you this evening, 225-337. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. First of all, I want to give thanks to God, to our Father, and I want to thank our Father for his Son. And I just like to sing a song, praise him. And let me sing, praise him, praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, his wonderful love proclaim. Hail him, high for angel in glory. Strength and honor give to his holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard his children. In his arm he'll carry us all day long. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. Praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins he suffered and bled and died. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail him, Jesus the crucified. Sound his praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep, and strong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song.
Amen.
Praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer, heavenly porter, loud when Hosanna rang. Jesus, Savior, reign forever and ever. Crown him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power, glory unto the Lord belongs. Praise him, Tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him. Praise him. Ever in joyful song.
Amen.
I just want to give God praise. And I want to thank him for his love. Because one more Sabbath, one more holy Sabbath day, we are here to praise him and to give him thanks for this Sabbath day. Because this is another Sabbath day we have seen this. And I'm grateful that I'm on the prayer line praising him with my brothers and sisters. And I want to say thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. I had a scripture, a short scripture, but I'm not going to use it. I'm just going to say thank you and let someone else share. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Loyola. Praise the Lord. Happy Sabbath to you and your family also. We got to praise the Lord. Amen. Let us continue to share. Please be brief. Two lines of the song only if you're going to sing so we can have time for everyone to share and for our prayer. Amen. And for the message to start early because we need this spiritual food to fill us so that we can get a good rest and wake up to continue to praise God and to give him all the glory and the praise. So I'll go to 857-505. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, my beloved brothers and sisters. How are you today? I hope you are blessed, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, I hope you have a blessed week, my brothers and sisters. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, first of all, I'd like to thank God for my mother. I'd like to thank God because God is good. He's worthy to be praised. And Sister Carla, I have a prayer request, my dear sister. My prayer request tonight is to lift up my mother in prayer. My mother needs a lot of prayer, Sister Carla. So please lift up my mother in prayer. And Sister Carla, do not forget to lift up Sister Billie Jean. Lift up Sister Billie Jean. Her name is Sister Billie Jean. So lift her up in prayer. And I know how you spell her name, Sister Carla. Her name is Sister Billie Jean, and she's on the prayer line. And please lift up in prayer. And don't forget to lift up Brother Dylan in prayer, Sister Carla, because, Sister Carla, I would like to thank Brother Dylan for standing up for me yesterday. And he told the Brother Javel to be kind, be loving, because the fruit of the Spirit, what is love, kindness, self-control. Is that right, Sister Viola and Sister Carla? Love, kindness, self-control, long-suffering. And Sister Carla, don't forget to read the fruit of the Spirit before you pray, my beloved sister. And I want to sing a song too, Sister Carla. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, I know. Thanks, Sister Carla, Sister Tabico. I know I could face tomorrow because he lives, because he lives. Because he lay, I can feel my heart with the color. I can face tomorrow because he lay. Thanks, Sister Viola. Because he lay, I feel I know. Have a sure way, oh, and he grave, because he lives, because he live. May God bless you, Sister Carla, with all your children. May God bless you. God bless Sister Amanda. God bless Brother Nicholas, Sister Carla. God bless you, Sister Tamiko on the prayer line. God bless you, Sister Viola, everyone on the prayer line. Thank you, my beloved brothers and sisters.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli. Because he lived, we can face tomorrow. Amen. Because he lived, you know, we can be saved. We can live with him forever. And the fruit of the Spirit is in Galatians chapter 5, starting at verse 22. And I want to read the manuscript relief, the commentary. It says, the influence of the Holy Spirit is the life of Christ in the soul. We do not see Christ and speak to him, but his Holy Spirit is just as near to us in one place or another. It works in and through everyone who receives Christ. Those who know the indwelling of the Spirit reveal fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. So let us have the fruit of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, because without this fruit, how can we see God, truly see him and not, you know, not be striking down? How can we hear him say, good and faithful servant? So let us purpose in our heart to have these fruit. Amen. And I will go to the next caller before we go into prayer. Again, blessed Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. 240-988. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath. How do you do? How are you, beloved? This is Steffi. I just want to, you know, just thank God for his goodness and his mercies. I mean, he's just so awesome to us. And so I'm listening to this song from the Foster Triplet. Well, they're singing it. God can still turn it around. And so I think I shared on here or with, you know, on the Thursday line, sharing that, you know, the enemy is busy. And so I have not, you know, they just really have not gotten paid in over a month, right? And so everybody know from month to month, you know, your mortgage is coming up, you know, your children or your child is telling you that, okay, you know, it's time for us to pay the next portion of our tuition. And so I'm like, okay, God, you know, I know the number, you know, you're watching the days and you're like, okay, what's going on? And I said, you know what, God, I know that you are going to come through. And so this was Wednesday. This was Wednesday morning. I got up and, you know, I was praying and just, you know, fasting and saying, God, I know I don't have it. I know you see what they're doing, but I trust that you are going to be faithful. And so I did the prayer on Thursday, yesterday, right? It was the 15th. And I was like, okay, you know what? Let me call these people and let them know what's going on. You know, so, you know, you call and you said, okay, you know, this is what's happening. You know, I know that, you know, God is going to work it out. And, you know, I'm not able to tell you when, but I know that God is going to work it out. And so I, you know, explained to them. They were so not very kind, not very empathetic, but hey, you know, and so I was like, you know what, God, I know that you are going to work it out. I know your way is always the right way. You're an on-time God. And so, but let me back up. I did receive an email on Thursday saying, oh, you know, we have, you know, we're on your case. We have gotten the information. We have sent it over for it to be processed. And so I was like, okay, you know, that's going to take like another month, right? And so I was like, God, but I trust you. You're going to be in your hand. Because first they told me that, no, they weren't going to give it to me. So I was like, okay, fine. God is going to work it out. The funds, that is. And so we prayed yesterday. I'm praying. I'm asking God, you know, to just manifest himself and do his thing. Today, and I know it's God. Not that I believe it's God. I know it's God. I know God is faithful because, as I said before, this whatever is supposed to happen wasn't supposed to happen until like the next month or so. And I checked today. you know, check my account today to say, you know, let me see what's in it. No, actually, I didn't check my account. I went into my school page to kind of see, you know, what was going on, just to check. And lo and behold, they cut me a check. This is because I was talking to my girlfriend. She was like, well, is it time for us to get paid? And I was like, no. So they ended up cutting me a special check so that I'm able to get funds to be able to take care of what needs to be taken. I'm like, you know what, God? I know it's you. And I mean, just start bawling, not because, you know, I didn't know that God was going to work it out, but just the fact that even through our crucible, God is there still working it out, manifesting himself in it, working it out, turning around all of our situation. He just wants us to trust him and to hold on. So I just thank God for that. And I was able, you know, to take care of the bills, you know, my tithe and everything like that, whatever. And I just thank God for his faithfulness towards us. So I know somebody might be on the line listening. Trust and believe that no matter what you're going through, health-wise, financial-wise, your kids, your spouse, whatever it is, know that there's no situation that God cannot still turn it around. And so I leave that to you. Continue to lift up my daughter, my son, myself, my family, Sister Powell down there in Jamaica. And I just want to pray that we will continue to be reminded that God will never give us more than we can handle. And he is still in charge of us. No matter how much the enemy will rear his ugly head, trust and believe that God is still in the business of taking care of his children when we're faithful.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Did you finish, Sister Stephanie? Did you have any prayer requests or just your testimony?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I asked to pray for my daughter, my son, my family, Sister Paul. Yeah, but I did. I'm finished. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my sister. What a testimony. God is so good. He's right on time. When we least expect it, he will show up and show out, as some people would say. But we serve, if we know what type of God we serve, we will stop and just praise him for his goodness, his mercy, because it's not by chance that we are here today to give him praise and glory and honor. If we will see the evil angel round about us, around our children and family, we will be praying more often. We will be praying without ceasing. So may the Lord truly help us as we continue on this journey. So we will go down in prayer, brothers and sisters, and just thank the Lord for his goodness, his mercy. Amen. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are truly, truly worthy to be praised. I thank you for my dear sister's testimony and what you have done for her, the patience that you have shown her to be perseverance and yet to be patient and to be still and know that you are God and all alone. You, Lord, before she even asked, while she's yet speaking, you answered her prayer, Lord, and she was able to get the funds that she needs, Lord. And I thank you. We want to thank you for the rest that you will be sending her, Lord, that she will continue to testify of your goodness when it seems like there is no way out, there's dead ends, Lord. You brought her through victorious. Please continue to bless Sister Stephanie, her daughter, her son, her mom, her siblings, her family and friends, the school system, the children, Lord, each and every one of them, Lord. Continue to bless my dear sister, Tymeka, and her family, her son, her daughter, her husband, Lord, her mom, a precious jewel that she has invited to the line, Lord. May she continue to join us, Lord. Please, Lord, help them and strengthen them, Brother Eli and his mom. Bless them in a special way, Lord. He's praying for Dylan, Lord, and also continuous prayer for Javari, Lord. You want to save the youth. These young people, if used right, they would do great work against the kingdom of darkness, Lord. Please have mercy upon them. Forgive them, even our sons and our daughter, the young people, the children, Lord. Help us to train them aright. Help us to continue to pray for them. Help us to continue to instill in them the truth and the love for our Savior. Help us, Lord, where we have fallen short. Bless Sister Leola, her daughter, son, and grandchildren, and her husband, Lord. We just thank you for the family, Lord. We thank you for her faithfulness. We thank you for her husband, a strong man who wants to serve you, provide for his family, Lord. There's not much man like that, Lord. Continue to strengthen him, Lord. Heal him, Lord. Touch him wherever he's in pain, whatever is going on within his body, his bones. Oh, Lord, may you touch him right now to receive a Sabbath blessing, Lord. Continue to bless Sister Powell and those that are in Jamaica, the young man that's doing the mighty work that you have called him to do. And as I hear the name of the mission, I always say in my mind, this is Jesus Nation, and we are just servitude. We're just serving. We're just specs in this world to help others and to be a blessing to others. So bless that community. Bless Sister Powell and all those that are helping, Lord, and all those that are helping financially, hands-on, prayer, Lord. Bless the people of Jamaica, the Caribbean, oh, Lord. And be with Sister Consonelli and her leaking of the roof, Lord. Be with her husband, her children, Lord. May you send that person out that will fix her roof, oh, Lord, in no time, and that will charge her little to nothing, Lord. You know the need of your dear daughter, Lord. Please supply her needs that she will not be worrying and stressing over it, Lord. Please help her, Lord, to be faithful. Bless her brother. Touch him, Lord. Forgive him of his sin as he's going through this crucible. Lord, please, if it's your will, according to your will, heal him, oh, Father. And we don't know if you're ready to take him home, Lord, but may your perfect will be done in his life. We want him. We pray that he will be saved, Lord. We want each and every one of our family members to be saved and to accept you as their personal Savior, Lord. Be with Sister Brenda and her family in a special way. Continue to bless her, her children, grandchildren, Lord. We thank you for them. They're present. We thank you for Sister Katie. There's so many brothers and sisters on the line, Brother Rick, Brother O'Neill, the Richardson family. We thank you for them also, Lord. I lift up a special prayer for my brother, Shabar. Lord, may you continue to bless him, his son. May you continue to use him mightily, Lord, against the foe of darkness. Supply his needs according to your riches and glory, Lord. Touch him right now as he's sitting at your feet, Lord, just reading and studying and just enjoying the food, the spiritual food that you are giving him to empower him as he's, as next Sabbath he will be speaking, Lord. Bless my brothers and sisters, those that are ill at this time, going through sickness, Lord. Touch them, Lord. May they seek you, Lord. May they take care of their body temple, which is where your Holy Spirit wants to dwell. Again, bless the speaker at the hour, Lord. Brother Ricardo, be with him in a marked way, Lord. I thank you for him, his wife, Samantha. Lord, continue to bless their home, their ministry, their marriage, Lord. The devil is against marriage, Father, against the Sabbath, against family, Lord. But keep a bind around these two couples and all the marriages, Lord. Please help them and preserve them and use them for your glory, Lord. Bless him and fill him with the Holy Spirit afresh as he come before us to present the word. Lord, if there's anyone I forgot, please bless them. Sister Powell, continue to bless her, Lord. She loves you. She's in her 80s, but she has strength, Lord. She has zeal, and she's zealous for your work, Lord. And I thank you for her. I thank you for everyone on this line. Those that are listening via the internet, bless them, Lord. Rebroadcast. Bless them. Strengthen them. Answer their prayer. Oh, kind and loving Father, you said, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be open. But many times we ask amiss, Lord. Help us to act rightly, Father, for the things that we're in need of, according to your will, so that you can bless us and bless others while you're blessing us, Lord, so that the blessing can continue within the your people. We thank you ever so much for this holy Sabbath day. Help us, Lord, to keep it holy. Help us to prepare our hearts for your soon coming. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. Brothers and sisters, please get your notepad, your pens, your Bible, your Spirit of Prophecy book, or a device you can read through. So as Brother Ricardo come on, you will be ready to receive the word. Amen. So I will open his line. Good evening and happy Sabbath, Brother Ricardo.
Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla. Thank you so much for opening up my line.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Safe to another week. God has brought us on our way. As the whole world is looking towards the holidays, remember, this is your holiday. Every week, we are supposed to looking forward for this Sabbath day. This is our preparation day. This is our Thanksgiving, beloved. And remember, we don't have to wait 12 months to just celebrate one day. But God give us a weekly Sabbath that we can look forward to. Amen. So, beloved, thank you so much for your patience thus far. We see that God is good. Thank you so much for the testimonies, the songs, and the prayers. We're going to look at part two of the wrath of God. I pray that you have your writing instruments. Please do not come and to listen, beloved, because the spirit of prophecy said, beloved, regarding the 10 virgins, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. The foolish one never made the necessary preparation. The foolish virgin never take notes. The foolish virgin never studied. Sister White said the foolish virgin, they acquainted themselves with those who in present truth. They love to be around those who love present truth and speak present truth, but they themselves never make the necessary preparation. So, beloved, the Bible says we must study ourselves. Study to show ourselves approved in these last days. Whenever you're hearing somebody speaking, make sure you go back and prove and to see and to check if these things are so. Be like the barbarians. Go back and to search diligently, beloved. Beloved, no indolent, no lazy person can receive the crown of life. Everyone's supposed to be working regarding their soul salvation. We are told we must work on soul salvation, beloved, with fear and trembling. So, beloved, while we are waiting, we are anticipating the second coming of Jesus Christ. Let us carefully to search the word regarding our soul salvation in these last days. Because we are told in 2 Timothy, beloved, 3:15, and that from a child, thou hast known the holy scripture, which are able to make thee wise. Hold it right there. Bible said, from a child, thou hast known what? The holy scripture. Notice it, the condition of the word of God. It is holy and to make you wise unto salvation. So God called fools, but you don't keep them. Are you with me, beloved? So let us pray. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. Take you through another week. You have brought us on our way. And as we are about to go into the word and the spirit of prophecy, Lord, we are asking for the presence of your Holy Spirit. Wherever my brothers and sisters are at this moment, Lord, we are asking for a special blessing, a special revelation. Shine your light, touch our brain nerves, touch our mind, that we may behold wondrous things in thy word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So now, beloved, we're doing part two of the wrath of God, and I'm going to go right where we left off last week. The wrath of God. Go with me to Revelation chapter 14, verse 9. Revelation chapter 14, verse 9. While you are going there, I ask you a question. What will bring on the wrath of God? What will bring on the wrath of God? Revelation chapter 14, verse 9. It takes you 30 seconds to find your scriptures, beloved. 30 seconds to find your scripture. When it comes to spiritual things, God wants us to know these things. Revelation chapter 14, verse 9, it read, And the third angel followed them, saying, with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand. So now I ask the question, what will bring on the wrath of God? Beloved, please have your Bible. Your Bible is your power and your finger is your point. You put both together, you have your power point. If you come to listen to me and you don't have no Bible, you don't have no power. You only can prove your point, and your point or your opinion mean nothing. So please have your Bible. Because angels, they are taking record of those who are searching to make their calling and election sure in these last days. Angels are taking note of those who are careless and indifferent regarding their soul salvation. Beloved, you are in a battle. And beloved, you will not send a soldier on a battlefield You have to train. The Bible says we must study. So God wants us to know how to use the spiritual weapon. Remember in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Notice we are in a war, but not physical war. We are in a spiritual war. For though we walk in the flesh, beloved, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, pulling down strongholds and casting down every imagination and bringing every thought to the captivity to the obedience of Christ. Nothing else can bring down captivity. Nothing else can dismiss evil thoughts. Only the word of God and the power of Jesus Christ and him crucified, and the power of the Holy Spirit. So, brothers and sisters, you must keep your eyes and your mind fortified in the word of God. So, Revelation chapter 14 is dealing with the wrath of God. It says, if any man, this is a terrible warning, if any man worship the beast and his image, this is church and state, and receive his mark, which is Sunday law, in his forehead, or in his hand. Forehead means you have a knowledge of. Or hand you work in, you go along with. So now, beloved, I ask the question, what will bring on the wrath of God? So let us look. Let me go on a journey with you, beloved. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 24. Isaiah chapter 24, verse 4 to 6. Isaiah chapter 24, verse 4 to 6. It takes you 30 seconds to find your scripture, beloved. I'll wait for you. Isaiah chapter 24, verse 4 to 6. Remember, we are looking at Revelation chapter 14, verse 9. If any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand. And I ask you the question, what will bring on the wrath of God? We want to see what bringing on the wrath of God. Because now the power that be, they are bringing, dealing with climate change, and they are saying that there's too many people in the earth and we must come with a plan to bring depopulation. We need to get rid of some of y'all, too much of y'all. So now we want to see what is the problem of all of this madness. And they try to preserve the earth, the world, through climate change. Tell you that you can't drive your car on Sunday. Tell you now you can't buy certain and certain items. They're going to limit you of your spending, of your traveling and all these things, beloved. But we want to look at this real issue as Seventh-day Adventists, because God called us to be a teacher, teach those who are in transgression of the law of God. Isaiah chapter 24, verse 4 to 6, and the earth. Remember now, the thinking man, the power that be. They are trying to come up with a solution now, beloved. Watch this. To climate change. And the man of sin is saying that Sunday is the solution. We need to rest on Sunday. And we know that Sunday will be the mark of the beast. But watch this right here. God's going to mention verse 4, verse 5, and verse 6. Five times the earth. God is just showing you the condition of the earth. Let us read now. The earth mourneth and fadeth away. Pause right there. The hurt what? Mourneth. So the hurt is crying out. In other words, that's when you see earthquake, violence, and fire breaking out and all these things. The plague of God, they are falling. This is the time of judgment. Revelation chapter 14, verse 7. Saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. We want to know what caused the judgment of God to come, and what will bring on the wrath of God. Watch this, beloved. Verse 4, Isaiah chapter 24, verse 4. The earth mourneth and fadeth away. So that's why the power that be come up with a plan with climate change. We need to come with a solution so we can resolve all of this madness that is going on. The earth mourneth and fadeth away. The world languisheth and fadeth away. The hearty people of the earth do languisheth. Notice God used this word in verse 4. I pray that you are reading, beloved. Notice God used this word twice. Languisheth and languish. What does the word languish mean? The word languish means pain or suffering. Catch this now again. if the earth is mourning, what you're going to start to see transpiring in the earth? Pain and suffering, bloodshed, crime and violence. But the power that we try to come up with a solution, and we know what is the solution of the problem. Watch this, verse 5. God mentioned the earth twice in verse 4. Watch verse 5 again. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof. Hold it right there. Remember, verse 4 said, the earth mourn it. The earth mourn it and fade it away. Verse 5 again. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, the people. Because, why? Because they have transgressed the laws. Pause right there. Transgress the law. They're going to go thus further, change the ordinance. Hold it right there. They're going to go thus further, broken the everlasting gospel. Problem right here. What is this everlasting gospel, beloved? God is showing us something. I want you to keep your finger at Isaiah chapter 24, verse 5. Go with me now to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 13. Deuteronomy, beloved, a seven-day Adventist, you and I need to know what is going on. What is the problem of the madness that we see going on in the earth? The power that be, Pope Francis and the Roman Catholic and the Illuminati, they do not have the problem. Only one denomination, one people have the solution for the problem. It is seven-day Adventist, the Bible and the spiritual prophecy. God called seven-day Adventists to solve the problem in this earth, to solve hunger, to solve the sickness amongst mankind. Beloved, go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 4. We want to know what is this everlasting gospel, because the earth mourned it, and God is showing you what is the problem. What caused the earth to mourn it? What caused the earthy people to be languished and languished? What causing the pain and suffering and hatred and all these things going on? Because they changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting gospel, beloved, everlasting covenant. Watch this right here. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 13. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 13. We want to know, what is this everlasting covenant? What is this everlasting covenant? And he declare unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform. Even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone. So when the Bible said, now go back with me to Isaiah chapter 24, verse 5, we are doing a comparison. We are let the Bible give the interpretation of itself. Go back with me now to Isaiah chapter 24, verse 5. Read again. Keep a finger at Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 13. I'm going to read Isaiah now, chapter 24, verse 5. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have what? Transgressed what? The laws. Change the ordinance, the papacy, the Roman Catholic Church, change the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Beloved, if I ask you, what is this everlasting covenant? Can you give me the answer? I just give you the answer with the Bible text. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 13. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments. And he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone. So now that's where we have the 3 angels. Because the first angel is establishing worship, righteousness, and show you that the law of God is violated. So because he said, and for his judgment is what? Come, worship him. So the angel is showing you that judgment is already in the earth. The judgment of God is falling. The plague is falling. But not the 7 last plagues. But this angel is directing you, say, worship him that made the heavens and the earth. So this angel is directing back people on earth to true worship. So because of violating God 2 days of Sabbath, because of this problem in the earth, beloved. Now the power that be, the people who worship Satan, those are in high places. They are sure the demon is telling them, we need to use this to combat climate change. Too many people, too much food, starve them to death. kill them off. And I'm going to show you what the power that be is doing, beloved. Watch this right here. Because now we are dealing with the wrath of God. What's going to bring on the wrath of God? Because they are going to make void the law of God, beloved. And God called Seventh-day Adventists to stand in the gap. And to let these people know, this is the problem of all the chaos that is going on. Because they have changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Watch this now, beloved. Let us go a little step further. So because they changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant, look at verse 6, Isaiah chapter 24, verse 6 now. Then we're going to go to Leviticus. Verse 6. Therefore has the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. Are you hearing this? Few men are left to repair the breach. Watch this right here now, beloved. So now, God going to step in, because remember, the first angel said, for the hour of his judgment is come. God going to do something, because God is doing something that you see, this is what you see, chaos and confusion among the power that be. And they are bringing terror, patience of spirit, and men are fearing after looking after those things that is coming upon the earth. Go with me to Leviticus chapter 26, Leviticus. Listen to what God's going to do now. God's going to do something, beloved. Watch this right here. In Leviticus, chapter 26, verse 14 to 16. In Leviticus, chapter 26, verse 14 to 16. In Leviticus, chapter 26, verse 14 to 16. Listen what God said, dealing with his commandments now. But if ye will not hearken unto me, and will not do all these commandments, and if ye shall despise my statutes, or if your soul shall adore my judgment, so that ye will not do all my what? Commandments, but that ye break my what? Covenant. What is the covenant? What is this covenant? The Ten Commandments. Remember, I show you in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 13. Verse 16 now, key, beloved. Verse 16, keep your eyes on verse 16 now. Listen to what God's going to do now. I also will do this unto you. Let me go back to verse 14 so you catch it. Sit up, don't sleep on me now. But if you will not hearken unto me, verse 14, and will not do all these commandments, if you do not want to do all of these commandments, verse 15, and if ye shall despise my statutes, or if your soul adore, may despise or hate my judgments, so that ye will not do all my what? Commandments, but that ye break my what? Covenant. Listen what God going to do now. God going to step in. I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror. Pause. Hold it right there before we move on. What does the word terror mean? Terror means fear. Terror means panic and alarm. People are being alarmed of what is coming up on the earth. People are being alarmed what the power that be is doing. Restricting your freedom, restricting your rights, restricting your spending. They're coming with that digital currency. Control your spending, your movements, and everything. So this is the terror. God's terror is in the land, and no man's terror is in the land. Watch this, beloved. I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, meaning another word, an event. Because time prophecy ended at 1844. So now we are dealing with time. We are dealing with the prophecy, which we call the current event. So now God said, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you an event, a terror, consumption, and the burning egg that shall consume the eye and cause sorrow of heart. Pause. Do we see sorrow is increasing, sorrow of heart meaning people are dying left and right, sudden death. Watch this, beloved. Remember, the power that they are working, Satan is doing, is bringing up terror on the earth, and God is bringing on terror upon the earth because of violating his law. Watch this, beloved. That shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and he shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. The power that be, they are taking your job by fraud. Say, if you must go with our agenda. If you do not go along with our agenda, we're going to lay you off. And a lot of people go with fear, terror. They are fear. I can't pay my bills. I got my mortgage. I got my student loans and all these things. So because of fear, beloved, remember, God said, I never give you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. God wants your conscience to be clear, to make right decisions in these last days. But Satan commits fear. But God commits love. God brings fear on those who are in transgression of his law. Because God said, I never give you the spirit of fear. Where does fear come from? From Satan and his agency. Those who is using in these last days, beloved. I want you to see the drama that is going on, beloved. The great drama that we are in. We are like we are in a movie. Trouble is on every side, beloved. Watch this right here. Now, go one more step with me. We're talking about terror. We're talking about terror now because this is what we see going on. Terror. Fear. It is fearmonger that the news media is pushing. Fearmonger they are using, beloved. Watch this right here. Watch this right here. Go with me to Genesis chapter 35. We're looking at the word terror. Remember the word terror, fear, panic, alarm, and so on. Genesis chapter 35, verse 5. Genesis chapter 35, verse 5. We're looking at the word terror. Genesis chapter 35, verse 5. And they journey, and the terror of God was upon the city that were around about them. And they did not pursue after the son of Jacob. Now, if the terror of God around the city, what's going to start happening to man? Watch this right here. Watch this right here, beloved. We're going to make a comparison. I want you to read the verse with understanding. And their journey and the terror of God was upon the city. Wherever you go, beloved, every time you look on the news, it's fearmonger. Go with the protocol. Take the job. Take the job, no job. Are you with me, beloved? Fearmonger. Man, I have to pay my bills. I got my mortgage. You know, I'm paying rent and all these things. If I'm not working, who I'm going to pay my bills? Who I'm going to buy food? Fear. And we forget about the law, God. We forget about, oh, God say, I will provide for you. We forget when God say, David say, I never saw the righteous forsaken and begging bread. We forsake the word of God. We forsake the counsel of God and go after the power that be. And now the power that be brings fear and torment and sickness and death and alarm upon us, beloved. That's why you see man hearts are failing them for fear after looking after those things which are what? Coming upon the earth. Fearmonger. Things are in the Bible. So because we don't want to read, beloved, God give us the spirit of prophecy. Do you know if we really study the word of God, God would never give us the spirit of prophecy. Why? Because we are lazy people. We want to be spoon-feed. We don't want to search. Beloved, read the Bible. Go back. Go with me one more step. Deuteronomy now. Deuteronomy chapter 32. We're looking at fear, beloved. Fear. Fear. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 25. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 25. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 25. Listen now, beloved. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 25. The sword without and terror within. Hold it right there. Pause. What does the Bible mean? We do not use sword. So the power that you be used mass destruction. They use drug medication and gun and all of these things can destroy and kill one. So I want you to look at the modern time that we are living in. Don't look at the time that in those times that they use sword and spear and javelin and all these things. We're looking at our time, beloved. We are relating these things to our time. I pray that you have eyes up to see. I'm giving you some deep revelation to open up your eyes to the reality of what is going on as a Seventh-day Adventist. You're not mopping. To say the mark of the beast is a chip. We know that the mark of the beast will be Sunday, beloved. Sunday worship by law. Watch this now, beloved. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 25. The sword without and terror within. Lord have mercy. The sword, beloved, let me break that down. When you're supposed to run to your church, your local church, or your president or whatever, but you see some of our, you have two types of minister. One is exalting the word of God. One is exalting the promise of God. And one is lowering the standard and telling you to sell in the world merchandise. Go along with the protocol. Nothing going to happen. God said you must love your neighbor. God said you must keep the law of the land. But when the law of the land go against the word of God, no, we got to stand against what the power that be said. But Peter said, shall we obey man rather than God? Who are you going to obey, beloved? Elijah said, how long will you be between two opinions? If God be God, serve him. Do you see the comparison, beloved? The sword without in the world and terror within. So we see terror, fear, manga. Every time you go to church, even the pastors, let me go clear, say, take the vaccine. Go and take the poison. I know a lot of people are dying suddenly. After effect. Beloved, we are told that the power that be, the merchant, the rich man, they're going to use sorcery to deceive all nations, even some of our false shepherds. In our movement, they are selling the merchandise, Rome merchandise, Rome poison, to bring fear and terror upon God's people. When God's people to come to the true shepherd of God, to hear the word of God, thus say the Lord. Even though when your job, fear and telling you all these things, if you don't do this, we're going to lay you off. God, you say, Lord, I never see the righteous forsaken and begging bread. Beloved, you need to claim the promise of God over your life. Claim the promise. Sometimes we go through fear and we follow what Satan is saying, Satan's voice. Go back with me to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 25. The sword without and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin. Lord have mercy. The suckling also. Leaving little children. Watch it, beloved. I'm showing you what God is trying to bring out these things. God is not the God of condemnation, but to educate his people in these last days. Are you with me, beloved? If you're not for education, beloved, just hang up the phone and say good night and goodbye. Happy Sabbath. Love you. But God, I'm here to educate God's people so you not be a sheep to the slaughter. Are you with me, beloved? Even though we are going to the slaughter each and every day. But to God be the praise, we are being spared. He said, destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also with the men of gray hairs. Are you hearing this, beloved? This is what is going on. Some people don't use to this kind of message. Brothers and sisters, I'm not giving you no baby bottle to sucking milk. Meat, beloved, strong food, wake you up. After you feed a little baby, you got to hush him to sleep. Beloved, this is not the time to hush him to sleep. Jesus said, can you stay up with me 1 hour? Advent light? When man sleep, the enemy saw these things. Beloved, be awake, beloved. Be vigilant in these last days. Are you with me, beloved? God don't want us to be sleeping and slacking up. No, he wants us to be vigilant. But look what God's going to do unto the wicked now. Watch this right here. Because remember, the power that be, they are bringing terror, right? Fear. Fearmonger, panic. People are being alarmed. People are being confused. Right? Watch this right here. Look what God's going to do unto them. So I'm going to try to show you, beloved, you are on the winning side. You are on the winning side. Come what may, you are on the winning side. Look at Ezekiel chapter 23. We're looking at fear. Ezekiel chapter 23, beloved. Watch this right here. Ezekiel chapter 23, verse 24. Ezekiel chapter 23, verse 24. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 24. I give you the right verse. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 24. Don't tell me I give you. It's not the one. Zechariah. Seems like I'm right. You had the wrong one. Man, seem like I write the wrong. Okay. The enemy is a liar, but thank God. It's Ezekiel 32, verse 24. Ezekiel 32. See, the enemy don't want you to know these things, beloved. So you can be fearful. No, we're not supposed to be walking around fearful. We serve a living God. Ezekiel chapter 32. Alright, but this thing down, beloved. To the enemy, he's a liar. I want to keep you fearful in this last day. Ezekiel chapter 32, verse 24 and 25. And we're going to jump to 32. 23 reads, whose graves are set in the side of the pit, and her company is around about her graves, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, which caused terror. Watch this right here, beloved. I pray you dear, you are reading. Ezekiel chapter 32, verse 24, 23, and 24. I'm reading 23 right now. All of them slain, fallen by the sword, which caused terror in the land of the what? The living. So who is causing terror in the land of the living now? The power that be, the rich man. They ain't got no sorrow, beloved. When you got to go to work, they got to play golf in their bed. You got to get up early in the morning. They're still sleeping. They get up whatever time they want to get up. So I want to show you what God is showing to show us in the Bible, beloved. Are you with me, friends? All of them slain, fallen by the sword, which cause God is telling you and I, they're going to be fallen. All of these people that are causing terror in the land, fear in the land, killing my people in the land, watch this now, which caused peril in the land of the living. Go with me now to verse 24. Ezekiel chapter 32, verse 24 now. There is Elam and all her multitude around about her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, which are gone down uncircumcised. In other words, uncircumcised means they are going in Christ's grave. They are not converted. They are unconverted. Watch this, beloved. You are taught the power that be. Watch this, beloved. Which are gone down uncircumcised into the northern, falling by the sword, which are gone down uncircumcised into the nether part of the earth, which caused their terror in the land of the living. God mentioned that twice. Yet have they borne their shame with them that go down to the pit. When God bring on the wrath of, when God bring on the civilized plague on the wicked, beloved, you and I will be rejoicing and they will be in great shame. Their payday is coming. They may bring fear and torment and confusion and worrying and all these things. We love it. But remember, you serve a living God. And God tell you, even though if you die in this life, make sure you die faithful. But Jesus say, I promise you, I will resurrect you. I will raise you up in the last day. I will show you, I will bring on my judgment upon these wicked people. And you will see them burn before your very eyes. Go with me now. Skip down with me to verse 32. We're looking at the terror, beloved. We are dealing with terror. Because remember, terror is fear, panic, and all these things. Right? Verse 32 is Ezekiel chapter 32, verse 32. For I have caused my terror in the land of the living, and he shall be laid in the midst of the uncircumcised with them that are slain with the sword, even Pharaoh and all his multitude, said the Lord God. So who are the modern terror in these last days? The Vatican, the Roman Catholic Church, beloved, these are the pharaohs. The news media, these are the pharaohs that working for Babylon. They are carrying out Pharaoh Babylon agenda. So God wants to show his people, saying, yes, I'm going to slay all of them. You are slaying my people. This is what I'm going to do unto you. So they are bringing terror on the earth, and God also are bringing terror. Go on one more step with me, beloved. Look on terror now. One more step. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11. I'm going to have to go link on this verse. Listen to what Paul said. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord. Hold it right there. The terror of the Lord is also fear, right, beloved? But remember, God said, I never give you the spirit of fear, but of love, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. But only those who are in transgression of the law, this fear is going to bring on his wrath upon them. But those who are standing in obedience, in harmony with God's word, they are about understanding the beginning, the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. So now, beloved, in order for us to know God's fear, we need to have a knowledge of who God is. Are you with me, beloved? So now we can know what is the fear of God. The beginning of knowledge is the fear of God. Are you with me, beloved? The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge, rather. Let us go to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Let me go there with you to clarify it. Proverbs, I'm coming back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. Let us read it right quick. Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. Let's read it for clarification. Some of you are familiar with these verses, but let's read it, beloved. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. Let us read. Just go with me to verse 7. Let us get to the point. 7, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. The fools are the power that be. But the wise, beloved, are the children of God. They have a knowledge of who God is. Are you with me, beloved? So in order for us to understand what is the fear of God, we need to have a knowledge of who God is first. Are you with me, beloved? So now then we can relate Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. The Bible says, oh no, Israel, what doeth the Lord thy God require of thee? To fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways. Pause right there. What does it mean to fear God? To walk in all his ways. So now in order for me to able to know what is God's fear, I need to have a knowledge. And when I have a knowledge of who God is, then I'm going to walk in all his ways. Are you with me, beloved? This is what it means to fear God, to walk in all of his ways. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. So now, go back with me now to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11. Notice right here, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuaded man. Hold it right there. What does this word persuaded? Because Paul is saying a lot in this very verse right here. The word persuaded means cause someone to do something through reasoning. So remember in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 said, come now, let us reason together. So God is calling us to reason. So Paul is reasoning to us through the power and the moving of the Holy Spirit. Listen to what Paul said. Knowing therefore is of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, in other words, we persuaded man through reasoning, but we are made manifest. The word manifest to make something known. I made the fear of God known to you. So in other words, I make it known to you. You must always have a clear conscience. If anything you cause to be numb your sense, it's going to distract you, and you're going to make wrong decisions. Watch this right here. This is what the scripture going to highlight to you and I. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuaded men, but we are made manifest unto God. We made these things known unto God, unto you as well. And I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. Hold it right there. So Paul is dealing with some Paul says, I made this thing clear in your what? Conscience, in your mind. But God said, I never give you what? The spirit of fear, but of love, sound mind, clear mind. Come now, let us what? Reason together. Can you reason with a mad person? Can you reason with an angry man? No. God called us to be in a calm spirit. Calm and collected, that we can reason. Are you with me, beloved? So God said, come now, let us reason together. I am reason with you to show you the problem, what is going on, to show you the plan of the power that be. Beloved, you do not need all of these current events. This is your current event. Your Bible is your power, and your finger is your point. You combine both, now you have your power point. If you ain't reading your Bible and hoping of your Bible, you only have your point. And your opinion and your point mean nothing. It is useless. But if you have the Bible, your Bible is your power, and now you're going to flip those pages, and now you're going to point to the power. Are you with me? This is the power to transform your life. Are you with me, beloved? Let us move on. We have to do part three, beloved. This is deep right here. We are dealing with the wrath of God, beloved. I am excited about the word of God. How about you? Please write these things down and go back and to search. Now, beloved, we are dealing with terror. Watch this right here, beloved, because we see trouble on every side. The power that be is saying one thing. We see violence, crimes, and all of these things, tornado, and all these things, beloved. The sun is hot last summer. We see all these things, beloved, drought, and all these things. Watch this right here now. Then we're going to use a scripture to clarify all of these things for us now. Watch this right here. Go with me to Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21, beloved. Watch this right here, beloved. Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21, verse 25 and 26. Remember now, what is coming upon the earth? Remember, they have violated the law of God, right? Remember, God's terror is in the line and man's terror. Fear and all these things. But God give us a message, and it give us the answer in the message and the solution. Remember, for I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him. Why? For the hour of his judgment is come. Worship him that made the heavens and the earth and the sea and the fountain of water. Stop right there. This angel is calling man back to what? Worship. What caused God judgment? What is causing God judgment to fall in the land? Because they violate the law, transgress his ordinance, and broken the everlasting God's covenant. So now that's why God is mad. God say, I am a jealous God. And Satan wants to exalt his Sabbath, his superior Sabbath, his superior Sabbath, and trample God's only Sabbath on the feet, beloved. So that's why you and I need to take this day very, very serious, because your soul salvation depends on it. When you're keeping the Sabbath, in other words, you are making the necessary preparation. You are showing heaven that, heaven, I am making the necessary preparation to prepare to meet Jesus Christ in the cloud, in his second coming. Are you with me, beloved? Every time you are thinking about the Sabbath, you are making the preparation. You are ironing your clothes. You are cleaning your shoes. You are cooking the food. You are making sure everything is in order. What? Why? Because God said we must get our house in order. Why? Because we must get ready and get others ready and remain ready. Go with me now. Luke chapter 21, verse 25. Look with me now, beloved. Brothers and sisters, the word of God is powerful. You need to read it. Say Psalms 23, beloved, verse 5. For I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. What is this table, beloved? Beloved, Isaiah chapter 30, beloved. This is the table. God say, I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. Pause. What is this table? The table is the word of God. Do you sit around the table this morning? Do you sit around the table before you come on this prayer line, beloved? Do you sit around the table and to commune with your God? Do you sit around the table to eat the bread of life, beloved? To Jesus said in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Eat. What do you do around a table? You eat a bread that you are eating the wrong thing, but you are eating some spiritual food in these last days to give you spiritual muscle, spiritual stamina, beloved, insight and foresight so you can understand what is going on in these last days. Beloved, do not be lazy. Are you with me, beloved? Be a workman, not ashamed to rightly divine the word of truth in these last days. Go with me now. Go with me now to Luke chapter 21, verse 25 and 26. We're running out of time. And there shall be signs in the what? Sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth. Pause right there. Remember we read Isaiah chapter 24, verse 4 to 6. The earth mourneth, earthy people languisheth and fadeth away. Right? Languisheth, the word languish, remember, pain and suffering. We are seeing pain and suffering is increasing on a daily basis. All of a sudden, brothers and sisters, people who are eating, Seventh-day Adventists who are eating healthy, we are getting sick from left and right. Brothers and sisters, they are spraying things in the air, beloved. They are doing all these things, beloved, to God's people, to affect our body. That's why God said, come out of the city, go into the country, raise your own food, because the food that you are eating, beloved, they are full of chemical and poison. Because Satan knows that if he can corrupt the food, poison the food, it is difficult, it is hard for God's people to get victory over sin. It is hard for you to have a desire to read. It is hard for you to even give God 5 minutes out of your day. It is that bad. God's people's attention span is less than a minute. So you see, God tried to bring you up a little higher. But Satan tried to degrade you, beloved, so you can think on the frontal lobe, the limbic system. You cannot think from the frontal lobe, but the limbic system. But God wants to give you a clear mind so you can think from the frontal lobe. 2020 vision, beloved. High self, so you can see and to comprehend. Go with me now, back again, beloved. The word of God is so sweet. Watch this right here. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth. What is coming upon the earth, beloved? Remember, they have broken the everlasting covenant, changed the ordinance. Are you with me, beloved? Remember, transgress the laws. Watch this right here now. What is coming upon the earth? And upon the earth, distress of nation. What is causing the nation to be distressed? Alarm. People are being alarmed. People are being depressed, perplexed. Watch this right here, beloved. We are doing part three next week. Distress of nation with perplexity. The sea and the waves are what? Roaring. Watch this, verse 26. Men's hearts are failing them for what? Fear. And for what? Looking after those things which are what? Coming upon the what? Earth. For the powers of heaven shall be what? Taken. I just give you the line of scriptures. Go back and to search and to see if these things are so. Go with me one more step, beloved. Go with me now to Job. Because remember now, look what the Bible said. Men's hearts failing them for what? Fear. After looking after those things which are coming up on the earth. So, brothers and sisters, in other words, trouble is on every side. Can we prove it from the Bible that trouble is on every side? Go with me to Job. Go with me now. Job chapter 18, verse 11. Let us see what God has to say now. Because some of us, we catch by surprise. But God never catch by surprise. That's why he gave us the Bible, to know these things. Beloved, watch this right here. Job chapter 18, verse 11. Job chapter 18, verse 11. Terror again. Terror shall make him afraid on every side and shall drive him to his feet. Brothers and sisters, in other words, this thing supposed to drive us to our knees, repenting and confessing, making our calling and election sure, weeping before the porch and the altar for your children, for your neighbor, for your brothers and sisters, for your ministers, your pastors, your elders. Because what? Terror is on every side. Every side. Every side. What is one of the terror, beloved? We see this one, but we forget this. Go with me to Revelation. This is my last one. Revelation chapter 18. We're coming back next week by God's grace if it's pure life. Beloved, we're going to do part three because, beloved, God just give me something else to give you, beloved, to just show you what is going on because I prepare something to give you regarding the wrath of God. And we don't even start nothing yet. But brothers and sisters, thank God. God lay these things on my heart to show you, beloved. Watch this right here now. Revelation chapter 18 and 24. Remember now, terror. The power that be, they are using terror and fear monger. And those who, because they become fearful, know that they are trapped with their scheme, with their sorcery. And it's going to cost many to go premature in the grave. Watch this right here, beloved. And the light of a candle, Revelation chapter 18, verse 23 and 24. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. In who? In the power that be, in the news media. You better throw that TV out of your box and put your face in this TV. The book, the everlasting book, beloved. And read the spirit of prophecy and fortify your mind, beloved. Because when you read the spirit of prophecy, the Bible show you these things, they're already happening. We are behind time. We are catching up now, beloved. Watch this right here. For the merchants, who are the merchants? The rich men. The power that be. The deep state. For that merchant was a great man of the who? The earth. Notice God is showing you the condition of the earth. Talking about the earth. For by that what? Sorceries were all what? Nation deceived. So now they're going to use what? Sorcery to deceive who? The nation. Verse